now, the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy the paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper boy.
All right, so it's not the normal intro, but it's not the normal show. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday Papers. I'm pretty much here every week. I've missed a couple shows. I'm Casey. Joining me this week, and kind of always when Conrad is gone, is my main man, Skin Man. What's up, Skin Man?
Nothing. Everything's nice, boring, and uneventful.
Perfect. You know, that's what I like about you. Your nice, boring, and uneventful is some people's year. You know, like what happened to you in 3-day period could have been, you know, I might find out about it sometimes 2 or 3 months later because you might have had a couple too many drinks and forgot what you did. And then you remember or somebody tells you the rest of the story.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And that's actually the best time. Like 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, man, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I've seen you 3 times since then. I know, but I didn't see Randy until, you know, the other day since that night we woke up and the pool, and I didn't know how I got there, so I wasn't going to fill in the blanks until I had the story in between, and that's what I like about you.
Yeah, like that time I woke up in the backyard and it was snowing.
Yes, and you still haven't filled in the blanks yet to that one, so that's the reason you haven't told me that story.
You're still blank.
Okay, we'll get back to you in just a second. Why is Conrad not here? This week he's not here because, well, his wife was doing a Guy Fieri cooking class, but it was online, but she still went to go meet with like a group of her friends to, you know, go do this online cooking class. So he had to get home right at 5. The bell was ringing at work for us, you know, to go to the lockers and check out for the day.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yep, yep. You know, tell the teacher no homework, right? No, yes, we're home free. And he said, hey, man, if you want to do the show, come up to my house. Or call Skin Man. And I said, it's not, I did have some plans, kind of, so it wasn't a big deal, but I think it's more because I'm a stubborn asshole. I'm just, like, stuck in my ways. Like, had he said something at 1, 2, 3, hey, man, I forgot, you know, old lady's got something. And he might not have known till 4:50, to be fair. I don't know. But I probably would have just planned on going up there. But because I had this plan in my head, we're going to go do a 45-minute to an hour show right there somewhere in Park City vicinity. I was going to come home, have a little bit of time, and then a couple people were going to meet me here. So not a big deal. The people meet me here, all that could have changed. But I think it's 1, because I'm a Virgo, 2, because I'm stuck in my ways, 3, I'm a guy, you know? So I said, no, I'll make it, you know, more difficult. I'll make somebody else change their plans and drive to my house and meet me for a show.
Yes.
And that's where we find ourselves this evening.
Right.
How was your holiday weekend? How was your Easter?
Easter was good.
Okay.
Got together with family.
A lot of family, little family,
Went over to my wife's aunt and uncle's house, and they have a bunch of kids, and brother-in-law, his wife, and one of their kids was there. So there was like 180 people. and there was Blue Rock.
180. So if
it wasn't the whole family.
I know. I was going to say, if my math's right, that's actually a pretty small family get together for you guys.
The whole family wasn't there.
Okay. Are you saving some stuff for Wednesday, or is there any, like, you know, any,
there was Blue Rock involved.
I was going to say, was there any Blue Rock shooting? Was there any
with margaritas? Window? And if you ever shoot Blue Rock, go ahead and do
with
some
margaritas.
Do some
just makes it better
with margaritas.
I think there's probably a list of 8 or 10 things we could come up with that you could say do with margaritas.
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in. I was in for Blue Rock to begin with.
Yeah.
Throwing margaritas, yes. But, you know, we could shoot a lot of things on margaritas.
Yeah.
So we could also drink a lot of things shooting Blue Rock. So so there's Blue Rock shooting. No accidental, like, window shooting out or anything like that.
No windows were harmed during
this event. Nothing that wasn't supposed to be shot got shot.
The dog didn't get shot.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I could ask everything around you because there's a lot, but we'll narrow it down.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I had a pretty interesting, or I don't know about interesting, eventful, I guess, weekend. Saturday, just the normal upkeep around here. I was the plan, but I woke up and it was, well, I started the show off playing some Bob Marley, Mystic Roots. It was the 420 this weekend on Saturday. For those of you who don't know who 420 or what 420 is, it's pretty much the stoner holiday, I guess. It's our Easter, our Christmas. No, I don't know. It's if you're a pot smoker, it's a day. I mean, pretty much if you're a pot smoker, you smoke pot most of the time anyway, but it's kind of a universal time. Real quick, little history lesson. The story of 420 comes about years ago. A group of guys in high school used to get together after school, and every day they'd meet about 420. And then one of these guys happened to develop or be something to do with a big magazine that is all in the weed category. And so then that became the national time for everybody, I guess. I guess that's when you get out of school, you know, when you're growing up. So you spark up at 420. So then you have a whole day of 420. So we went to a wedding on this day.
Right.
The wedding was at 4. It was at 420. And I said to my wife, you know, I kind of had told Conrad jokingly, I'm going to a weed wedding.
Right.
You know, it's a 420 wedding. And he's like, well, they're going to have like bongs on the table. Or I don't get it. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think it's just ironic. I think it was kind of happenstance.
So every centerpiece you could smoke out of?
Yes, that's what, in my head, if I was planning one, that's what I'm thinking. But we're also somewhere where it's not legal. So if we're in Colorado, maybe it's different.
Right.
But I say something to my wife joking. She's like, no, I think it just happens to be, you know, that day. Well, why would you make it at 4? You know, why would you not walk down the aisle till 4:20? And then why would everybody there be smoking? Well, because pretty much any event you go to or any party you go to now, most everybody's outside smoking if they smoke. So there was a lot of people there, but it wasn't a weed wedding. It was just it was Amy's cousin got married in some big stone barn, they call it. It was a nice place. There was a lot of people there with their vapor machines.
Stoned barn.
I know, barn.
On 420.
Barn. I know, that's why I said it was called the Big Stone Barn or Stone Barn. And I'm like, it all made sense to me. But the groom doesn't really even, he drinks, but he doesn't even really partake in that. The bride does. Most of her family, I think, you know, for just the fun, not the everyday, you know.
So did her grandmother clear a 6-foot bong?
That would have been awesome. No, the grandmother rode with my wife. That's her grandma. And I think that was kind of the joke in it with me the whole time was, there's all these adults there. Is it going to be that kind of wedding? Are these people just like, fuck it, it's my wedding. Hey, if you don't want to, don't take any of the joints out of the centerpieces. Those are only for smokers. Beer's over in the corner. Just pull the centerpiece up. Yep. And that is your bong. Those are take home. Every table at the end of the night, you guys can just fight for it. I don't care. I got 7 of them. Ooh, I like.
That was a really good hit, honey.
Hey, I was going to say, I really like this wedding. I think, you know what's funny? It's crazy how acceptable it is. Like, the amount of people...
Grandma, are you hungry now?
I'm starving.
I'll take another cupcake. The amount of people that, one, like, just made the joke, like, even older, like, aunts and uncles were like, we just happened to be walking out to the car, and Amy was going to go smoke a cigarette, and one of the aunts said, hey, you guys got some weed out there? It's 420. You know? And this is an aunt, or, you know, that I would have never... And I said, actually, I do. And then Amy's like, stop it. I'm like, oh, I'm just joking, you know. And, you know, I make that joke. You know, I don't. We know I don't. Okay, whatever. So I got pretty drunk. I'm not going to lie. My daughter drove us home. If you were out driving at all, and I don't know Chris and PA or Steve-O or anybody else out there where it's legal, if you've seen the signs. But there was quite a few of them. Like, I seen one on Kellogg. They had one on K-15. That's not it. It said, drive high and get a DUI. And I think, one, most people know that. Two, it was just weird. Like, all of a sudden, and I get it was because it was 420, but they had this sign up a couple of days leading up to. And my whole thing is, are they really? I mean, who? We're not caring about alcohol right now. Get drunk, keep driving. Let's just focus on the high guy. You know, like, I felt singled out, you know? And.
Well, just wait, because Memorial Day's coming up. So then they'll be back on the alcoholics again.
But I had some observations about how this DUI for weed people checkpoint would go. Because, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I had a perfect idea how it would go. You pull up, it smells like weed, man. You're busted. Now, about 50 to 80% of the stuff that people smoke or use to get high doesn't smell like marijuana. And most dogs are not yet trained to get that stuff. So they had to change the way it was done. You know, back in the day, it was just put the dog in the car or put your head in the car. You know, now you do that and they've got the oils, they got the... You know, cookies and whatever. I don't know. I'm not into that world. Okay. But, you know, so now they had to come up with different tests. So now it's like, you know, they pull up and they just be like, hi, this is McDonald's. May I take your order? And if somebody's like, yeah, I'll take the, you know, you're pretty much high. I think you're busted, you know? Or like you'll pull up and the cop's standing there and he'll be like, so for $20, man, I'll get you a bag of this. For 50, you know, and if you're like, oh, shit, you know, I think they got you, you know, so like they had to, like the cops had to get smarter, you know, they had to set these checkpoints up and try to confuse people. Or like you just like the cop would pull you over and then just stand there with like a cheeseburger right at like eye level, but not say nothing to you and just, you know, wait for you to like grab at it or just like stare at it. Or I mean, I think they know, you know what I mean?
Well, out at the Frisbee golf course. You could set up a bag of Cheetos and then just put a net over it.
Uh-huh.
So then when they grabbed the...
Trap them?
Yeah. Or Funyuns.
Got them!
Funyuns.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, in the... I guess, I don't know. Maybe they were going out and searching them out on that day. That's true. Like, they had sites or traps set up at different right. places. You know, like Krispy Kreme or whatever. You know, the cop was already there anyway.
Right.
So set up the trap, you know, because that's a... I don't know. I don't have, like, that kind of... You know, I might like some donuts or something every once in a while, but I don't have like the stoner go-to treats. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just like to eat like chips. You know, that's my thing. You know, I guess I could just set up at a Quick Trip and whoever stares at a bag of chips for 5 to 10 minutes, grabs a different one, then goes back and grabs the first one they were staring at and then goes up to the lot like, all right, it was that guy. 4 energy drinks. Okay. Here's how I figured it out. He had a Monster, a Rockstar, Funyuns, Cheetos, the hot Doritos, and for some goddamn reason, a Hershey's bar.
Yeah.
You know? And he said he was going to make s'mores.
Yeah.
So, got him, you know. So I think they had to change up how they're doing it. But so I didn't see none of that. I had the daughter drive me home, not because of the high part, but because of the drinking. I did partake in about a couple beers.
Yeah.
Two. So came home. Often the thing is with something like that, if I overtake in the 420 celebration, especially mixing some alcohol, I was asleep by 10 o'clock. I had all these plans of doing all this stuff, and I was asleep, slept like a baby. Got up, had the Easter stuff with the wife yesterday. We only had about 40 people there, not 180.
Right.
But still a pretty good turnout. Easter eggs, all that. Nothing really eventful happened there. Nothing great happened there. So.
Right.
So the real, or what is Monday Papers, I guess? It started out as kind of a platform. We went to MSN homepage. We were trying to get people there. They came to us and they said, listen, nobody's going to our website. We'll actually pay you guys $5 a week each. And that was, I know I never told you about this. It's because the money's gone now. I know you're waiting for your $5, your back pay, all that. Money's been gone for a while.
Back pay.
First couple weeks, you know, they came to us and they said, man, get people to our site. You know, I heard these podcasts. They said it real weird. You know, even in the email, it was P-O-O-O-O-O-D cast. You know, and I don't podcast. I heard a lot of people are going to these and help us get traffic. You know, maybe people go to the internet to listen to your radio show, which is on the internet, go back to the internet to search MSN after you've talked about it. Well, the problem with that is everything has kind of went political, and I don't mind. I'll go political. I've got a lot to say about it, but money, religion, and politics.
Yep.
If you want to find out who you like, don't like, or don't want to like right now, those are the three things you talk about.
Yep.
If you want to get along great with somebody in most every time you'll ever meet them, if you never mention one of those three things, never mention how debt you are or how ahead you are or what you do.
Well, the trees are sure looking green these
never
days.
Mention what party affiliation you are, who you vote for, who you give a shit. Stop being a fucktard that wears Hillary 2020 or Trump or whatever. Maybe right on election day, wear that shit. After that, go fuck yourself. You're just trying to start a fight. There's no person that's wearing a Trump hat right now that isn't trying to start a fight. There's no person that's wearing a whoever the fuck on the other side hat or shirt that's not trying to start a fight. If you say you're just trying to represent your person, you're an ignorant fuck that's just trying to start a fight, and I don't care.
What's funny is you're just talking about it. You're not even reading a story that's pissing you off, and you're getting fired up.
I know,
about it.
But it's the fact of the matter. Somebody walks into my store wearing that hat or that shirt. Either way, Hillary, it don't matter. Clinton, Obama, they're trying to start something with somebody because you know somebody out. It's just like wearing one that says I'm a goddamn Catholic or I'm a Jew or. You know, nobody does that.
Would you look at this instigating son of a bitch coming in here for parts?
Which walks me right into number three. You don't walk up and introduce yourself as, hi, I'm Casey, I'm a fun-loving Christian. Or, hi, I'm Casey, I'm a born-again Muslim. Hi, I'm Casey, Jerusalem's where I found my love, or Judaism's where I found, you know? Like, if you just leave that out of it, and I get so many people out there, their life is based on one or all of those three things.
Right.
And most of the time, that's the truth. If you find somebody that has to talk about politics, they also want to tell you about their goddamn religion and how much money they make.
Yeah.
Or how much little of it and the government's fucking taking it. And, you know, so that. So in this show, that's why sometimes we don't go into those things. You've seen how much I change. You're laughing about it now because it's true. I get animated. So that's why. Lately, I have been steering clear of MSN because the only story or the other thing, which actually I don't mind, or the I had to get into because those three things make me so mad. I had to get into the royal wedding. You know, I had to get into Meghan Merkel and them at the time. Well, now that's all over. and they're just talking about the pregnancy, that's not as fun. You know, I don't care. You know, you're taking away the girl I'm in love with's hotness. Stop putting it. No, I'm joking. I'm in love with my wife, Amy. She knows the truth that I love Megan. So seriously, there's not anything. There was a horrible event that happened yesterday. We don't like to cover that stuff either. Everything that's out, the Mueller report came out. We'll brush on it real quick, even though I said politics. The funny thing is,
was that the car that ran into the train and yes, the train and
that was
it?
Basically what ended up being. But if you're the way I love this, the only thing I love about it, any of the political channels, no matter which side you turn it to right now, how they it, the only thing I don't care either way what it's, I mean I do, but it's listening to whoever you agree with, their explanation of it. If you're on the right side, 100% exoneration. If you're on the left side, 100% guilty. Proves it right there, just because, blah, blah, blah. But if you're kind of like me, who's so sick of both right now, you look at it in the middle, a little bit of both. I mean, it kind of says what we all knew, all that. So I think if you're level-headed, you kind of know all politicians are fucking corrupt, will take any goddamn free handout or thing they can.
Now, that's just sexual harassment there.
Him running, saying he's not a politician, made him the ultimate politician. That's the greatest politician line. Any Democrat, Republican that's going to run, they're politicians. That's what they do. They lie to you to get you to believe what they say. So, anyways, I don't care which side you're on. They fucking lie. So, that's pretty much what MSN has to offer us this week. The draft is this week. That is something I care about. I'll get shit from Mexico because welcome to Sports Talk 470. Hey, I'm Rip. This week on sports. The NFL's doing their draft this week, coming up this week and this weekend. So if you're a football fan, you're not as excited about the draft because I think if you're like me and you're the average fan, you don't really know who your team's going to take this point, even once they do, unless you don't really know a lot about that player. So the rookie, it means that football's that much closer. And for this show, it means RFL's right around the corner. It means pick three with Smoothie is right around the corner.
So what if the number one draft pick runs into a train?
We'd call him the Mueller report. I don't what?
How would that affect the draft?
This year it would really So
if he's not able to play anymore,
how about that? So would
it
really affect this show.
Two?
Well, that would really
be
affect
a
the
new
show.
Number one.
Well, there would be a new number one because if he got hit by a train, because he'd be probably dead or at least not drafted this year. But it would really affect the show because the suspected number one is an Oklahoma player, the quarterback from Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, and the beloved host of the Conrad and Jack Show. Conrad is a big Oklahoma fan.
Right.
So it would have a lot of relevance if that were to happen. Then we'd probably be talking about the draft a lot. Or not really. I still think he'd probably maybe do a special on him and then brush it over. So that's coming up. I mean, I don't know if you do. People do draft parties and that stuff. There are people that are, and I think those are really, again, people that just, they don't like sport or they don't like politics. They don't like religion and they don't make enough money.
Right.
So you have a draft party, you get drunk, you forget all three of those things, and you well, I guess unless you're a Patriots fan or...
Which I'm not anymore.
Yeah. Then you're just in misery up until the point when you're all excited to get ready for the season before the misery and letdown again. Well, I'm a Cowboys fan, so that's just our seasons every season. So, and that...
So was there any stories on Trump? Your man Trump?
There was a lot of stories on Trump. His approval rating because of the Mueller report is at an all-time low. And that's partially where I wanted to go.
Is that bad for your favorite guy?
It is bad for him. As a Trump supporter and fan, since I'm getting $3,000 back on my taxes this year, you missed last year. Ever since now I'm getting it because my daughter's going to college and we have a new credit we can file on. For the first time, I'm getting actually a return in a long time. And Conrad says, well, thank Trump. So now I'm a Trump fan. So that is true.
I'm just trying to light a fuse.
No, I'm not. Seriously, me talking about these stories don't really get... I think it's just what I talked to you about, just what I said, because I have some pretty good family and friends that I used to like to talk to at these get-togethers, and I can't now. And it's not just because I know they're Trump people. It's because they can't shut the fuck up about it.
Right.
And it would be like if I am a Hillary person or Obama or Bernie or whoever mine is. It's not... I admit, I liked Obama. I miss that little black guy. But... it was a simpler time. We got this orange guy now, and I got to know. Anyways, but it would be like me just walking up and constantly berating and talking, and I never did that. So I don't get why people have to do that. I don't get why just sitting around saying, so how's life? Trump, you know? Right? No, what? Well, you know, the tax cuts, right? What, mad about them? No, not really. Didn't get screwed by him this year. Huh. Well, fucking wall, right? You know? Fucking, you guys are mad we're building that wall, right? No, I mean, not really. I don't care. I mean, it's stupid. It's going to be a waste of money, but they're going to go right over it, under it. I mean, I don't care. Build it. If it makes you happy, build it. I don't care. Oh, yeah, you know, well, fucking, fucking taxes, right? No, we already did that, man. That's, I don't care. Muslims, right? No, I mean, whatever. I think it's stupid that you said Muslims and then just said, yeah, right. But what, can we talk about football? Yeah. Fucking Trump, man, right? What the fuck are you talking about, man? So, and then if not, it's like some weird conspiracy theory. It's like, and I'm down with, I know there is some shit going on out there, but like I'm sitting there with one of my wife's, family members who I enjoy the guy. He's good company. He's pretty funny. Truck driver, has funny stories, beer drinker. But, you know, he just kept going like, we went into this. I don't even know how it came up. It was a Civil War conversation, trying to steer clear of today's politics. And then it turned into, well, you know, the Muslims were actually the ones that sold us the first slaves, right? And I'm like, I mean, you know that? Were you there? Or, I mean, did you just recently read this, and because it's a new story to you, you're telling it to me? Or did you learn this from a history?
So, at the time, he was drunk when it happened.
No.
And then he'd finally talked to everybody else and pieced everything together.
And then,
so now he's giving you the story.
Okay, so this may have happened a long time ago.
This makes sense to
me. So, but that's what I'm saying, I guess, is it can make somebody you enjoy somebody you don't enjoy anymore. And then I think once... Right now, we're in that fueled age with it, and it goes into, which actually we can go to one of your stories now, because it'll lead me to my next thing, but it goes into the religion side of what's going on now. So, Skinman's got a story. What do you got for me, buddy? Not a good segue, but it'll be, that's actually a perfect segue.
Yeah,
it's full circle.
To rebuild Notre Dame after its fire, French can look east to Dresden's Frankenkirche.
Not the Star Trek guy.
It might be.
Okay. I don't think so. That was just Captain Kirke.
Okay.
Okay, is that go on.
Well, it's French.
I was going to say, who is he, a designer? I mean, is that a place?
I think it's a place.
Okay.
I'll read on. As the embers cool and donations mount to rebuild the fire-wrecked Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, let's glean the improbable reconstruction of Dresden's Frankenkirche decays after the city was firebombed near the end of World War II, could both inform and inspire the effort. So, I guess there's another church that's just been sitting around since 1940.
That basically is a match to it, kind of, and we can steal some of the stuff off of it.
The remains of the iconic Baroque 18th century Lutheran church. Okay, yeah.
Baroque Lutheran. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Those Baroque Lutherans.
Well, they should have stayed on the path. They go off on their own way and things don't all work out. Yeah, that could be part, but not
How about Trump?
That could be a part, but not full part. Beautiful little orange man.
Lay desolated and covered by weeds for more than 40 years of communist rule. So. A sort of ghoulish anti-war monument that even after the fall of the Berlin Wall, some 90% of locals thought it should remain a memory. But buoyed by worldwide spirit of revival, including an influx of $150 million in donations.
Does it show on there, on your story, what the most recent total's up to? They're over, like, 1.5 billion last I looked. Something like that. Or
it's 150 million.
That's just from one thing. No, they were at, on night one, they were at 600 million.
Oh, okay.
Their goal was a billion, and I think they were going to, like, shatter that. And that kind of leads me, that's why I let you, I guess, why I wanted you to read that story, and we can go on in a second. But that's what, that was another thing. All over Facebook, you have two different sides. You keep seeing this, and not just Facebook. I was making the story, sure the story wasn't playing. But you see people bitching about how much donations are being donated to this, and then on the other side is the people bitching about the people bitching about how much donations are. So, two takes on this.
Right.
Generally, if you're the person bitching about the person bitching about the money, you're also the person that bitches when you see somebody that looks like a lower income drive a nice vehicle or have nice shoes or clothes. Like, why do they have that? Why, you know? So it's like weird how you can judge how a rich person spends their money and how a, you know, less wealthy person spends their money. My take on it was anybody that would be mystified that a religious thing, and especially, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but a Catholic historical monument would get flooded with money.
Right.
And is surprised by that, doesn't live in the area or the life that I live when most of the bosses and the people that are doing the best are the Catholics. So you realize they all think that's why they're doing, and a lot of them, it is why they're doing good, because you take care of the people you're supposed to take care of, and they take care of you. It's almost like, and I don't mean this weird, not a mob mentality, but good Catholics do good business with good Catholics. And it's just weird how you kind of see the hierarchy go, and you take care of the church. You know, the church has looked out.
So it's like a religious buddy system you're talking about.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, basically, you feed the hand that you believe feeds you. Being a religious person, staying well to your faith, if you're a well-to-do person, you put a lot of your well-to-do-ness in your religion. Does that make sense? Like,
right.
I'm staying on the right path, so God has given me the right thing, or, you know, given me what I've asked for. Or the other side of that is, it's major tax write-offs for these rich people, and most of them have just given off what would zero amount in taxes for this year. So you can look at it two ways, but is there more to it?
Well, they were talking about the Frauenkirche is a different church than
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But were they talking about using some of the, like, architecture from it and the design? Is that what they're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was built similar. I seen a story about this where it was
right.
A similar architecture. And but I think they were saying also at one point they may actually deconstruct part of that church because Notre Dame is so much more important than this other
Lutheran church.
200 million year old or 1,000 year old or 20,000 or 2,000 year old, you know, whatever church.
Right.
It's what's funny, I guess not funny. What's odd is now they did like a complete drive around it. You can't even really tell because it all happened in a center section and up high, and they've built so much onto this thing from the original church of what
right.
It was. So, and then the only thing I did have, and it leads back to a buddy of ours, was all the conspiracy bullshit theories that were going around after the fire where it'd show a picture of a darker Indian guy who obviously is a Muslim, I guess, walking away smiling and the fire's in the background and blaming people before anything. And as a joke, I get it, and I love jokes. But
this guy is just walking down the sidewalk. He's happy because he just won. He got
anything. It doesn't matter.
He got a good scratcher.
He could have just got a handy. He could have. Well, he could have farted. He could have been anything. He could have just been crying.
He
and
won
then,
$20 on a scratcher. And
he
could have
been bawling for an hour, and then just thought of all the good thoughts of that church, and then maybe had a fucking smile on his face, and whatever. You get a picture then, and that motherfucker. You know. So, anyways, it goes back to an electrical fire.
He did it.
So there's my other thing: religion, politics, money. So you know, this is why I smoke, man. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, people just so quick to blame. They've said it comes down. They're doing renovations in this area. Apparently, twice a fire alarm had went off, and they forgot. You know, they just disregarded it because they couldn't smell nothing, didn't see nothing. Second time, they're like, oh, we should go up there and actually check where the fire alarm's going off. Hey, guess what? Fire. And then, so, what else you got? I just got a message from Conrad. He said it was Guy Fieri. It is on online, but it was a 3D cooking class. So they're all wearing, like, the goggles. So that would go back. And it's funny because 3D, and I said he would have to do it that way. Triple D, Triple G. You know his other show, Triple K?
Hey, whoa, what?
Oh, is that not one of his shows? Oh, so you got to be careful using that one these days, you know? One group uses that the wrong way, and you can't do Carl's Country Kitchen, you know? And I get it. Carl spells his name with a K. Country? I get it. It was a funny little spin on country, you know? Kitchen starts with a K. I can't, you know?
Well, there was a few hundred years of hate and discontent.
No, I get it. So that was a bad joke. So triple D is in 3D. Or triple G in 3D. You know, guys, grocery games in 3D. I'd be hungry. You'd be in there trying to cook. Like, I'm gonna help you. Let me throw some pepper. Your TV's all covered with. Of course, me it'd just be lemon juice and pepper. You know, everything tastes better with it. You know.
Who got it?
Who got? Nobody got, you can't taste the extra lemon juice I put on your pizza rolls. So this week, we talked about it a couple times, was 420. So it made me, again, with my anger of MSN right now, it made me steer a different direction. So I kind of searched some funny stories, and these were stories on people getting high for their first time on 420. Was kind of how I read the story. And he said, I found my friend heating up some leftover pasta on the radiator heater they have. They have one of those old apartments with those radiator-looking heaters. And he said, I looked at my friend trying to explain to him, hey, our apartment still has a microwave and a grill. So he was so stoned he was cooking on the heater. We had one. Me and my buddy decided to play some video games. After the first time I got high, he had smoked before, seemed to handle it well. We were playing games for about 30 minutes when his mom came home and asked what we were doing. He said, we're playing video games, and she said, the TV's not on. So apparently his friend was either as stoned as him or messing with him. A friend's roommate was stoned for the first time and eating a breakfast burrito. He made me one with egg and chicken, and I made the comment, how about I don't like eating eggs and chicken together because it's like eating a mother and their baby at the same time, and freaking him out so much that he threw up.
Yeah, that's the mob boss breakfast.
Is that what that is?
I want the chicken dead. I want the chicken's family dead.
Well, so how do you do that? Do they kill him with the eggs still in it and then cook it that way?
Well, you distress the hen.
Okay.
And
you
the
just
rooster.
So by distressing it, you talk to it about religion and politics and money until it just can't handle it no more and it takes itself out? Is that
right?
Okay. That's a, I would maybe eat food if we just did that that way.
But you make the rooster watch.
Okay. Okay.
And that way it makes the meat more tough because it's.
I ordered. Okay. This guy says, first time I ever smoked, I ordered a pizza and I forgot. I ordered another pizza from a different place. 5 minutes later, they showed up at the same time. Awkward. Not really. I've always thought about that. Like, have you ever had pizza from two different places at one time?
No.
See, I don't like pizza from, like, I don't like Papa John's pizza. But I think if you put it together with Pizza Hut pizza, it would be
like
okay.
A pizza sandwiches?
Yes. Like, take a pan piece of Pizza Hut, flip that thing over, and put that Papa John's over there. Eat that thing like a, you know, like we all take the thing.
So this is just a cheese pizza. So you're just talking this. This
well,
is
yeah.
This is crust talk.
This is crust between two crusts. Well, in your case, it could be a meat lovers from both places. I don't know if their sausage tastes similar. You know, I don't know that, but they're. I don't like either their sauces alone that much.
Right.
One of them, I think, pizza. It's too tangy or like the tardy. I don't know how to describe it. And
so it's late.
It's late to everything. And then I think Papa John's is way too sweet. Like, it's like mixed with sugar in it. I don't know how to describe it. So, but if you took those two together, they'd equal something good like Godfather's or Gambino's have come up, you know, a good pizza sauce. That was just a way
to get. What's the one in Derby?
Oh, Pizza John's. Oh,
yeah.
Pizza Heaven. Oh. Guys, we're leaving. We're on our way to do Pizza John's. Actually, maybe. Maybe next week, me and Skin Man are going to do live at Pizza John's. Do we want to do an update or remind me later? Remind me later. Last week, a follow-up. If you listen to Monday Papers, sorry, this is off topic and in the middle of another story, but that's how I do it. We did a little, we did a live at the park in Park City. There was an old man on a wheelchair. It was like a hover round type wheelchair. They were in the tennis courts. A bunch of kids ran out. He was like following individual kids around. He would never talk to them in groups. He would kind of go up to an individual kid, have a conversation like, hey, you want to rake some leaves at my place? Go up to another kid. Hey, you want to help me jar up some stuff, some cellar in my cellar in the basement? We never actually heard what the conversation was. But an update, sitting at the park today.
Round, round, hover round, hover round.
So I go to this park on my lunch. We discussed that on this episode. That's how I discovered this park. I sit there under a nice shade tree and watch episodes of whatever show I'm into. The gentleman was there again.
I'm picturing Stan Lee.
I tried. He looks like, okay, a disheveled Stan Lee. He's white-haired, but he had like a conductor's hat on.
Of course he did.
So this week, same conductor's
because
hat.
Children's likes trains.
Yes.
He's
well, they did
in
the 50s and the 70s when he was first picking them up. They've changed. But he had the same hat on with some coveralls. But this time, I kind of paid attention to the vehicles that are there to see. He had showed up in a van last time with.
Of course he did.
Yes. But with a group of people. Well, this time, the van was not there. The lady that I recognized kind of overlooking the children from last time, not there, different group of kids, same man, started at the park, ended up watching, just sitting over at the basketball courts, just watching two kids play basketball that I know didn't come with them because they came walking up when I first pulled up. I was watching the two young men play ball. That came out wrong, but that's what I was out. No, I was watching a show in there, but so that's an update. He hangs out at the park. I was just getting ready to say how creepy it sounds. Till I said, I've noticed him now three times at the park, so apparently I'm at the park too much.
So you're creeping on the creeper.
Yeah. I feel like that's my job in life, is to find the creepiest people and follow them around.
See how they like
and see how they live, you know? How's it fun to be stalked by a stalker? You got any more stories on the there? I did have one here, I actually peeled a stick of butter like it was a banana and took a bite out of it because we didn't have any food in the house. Then I proceeded to fall asleep on the kitchen counter. So that is just me growing up. This was somebody stoned. That was me sober at 9 years old just trying to get some nutrition. So
right.
That's how much life's changed, you know? I tried cooking frozen waffles in the toaster like 8 or 10 times. They had to have been in there at least half an hour. I freaked out when they popped up and they were still soggy, not burnt. This is weird. I ate them anyway. Woke up the next morning to see what was going on, realized the toaster wasn't plugged in. See, these are things, I enjoy these stories because you know me. Now, obviously, where we live, it's a frowned upon thing. I don't do it here. I only do it where it's legal. So when you know me in Vegas, when I'm super, 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 I mean, you've seen me copious amounts of 420.
Right.
But you've never seen me do any of the, I mean, I do weird shit, I guess, but I don't get, and maybe at a young age when I first took some of these things, but I don't have these reactions that these people have. It
right.
has a different effect on me, so it makes me normal.
Yeah. So. 'Cause it's like these people are novice, if you will. And they're just telling their embarrassing stories because they're funny.
Here's a first time story. One time I was so high, I was making edibles, and I forgot to mention to my half brother, who was sober and did not use marijuana, that I had made a fresh batch of cookies, figuring he would know his stoner brother made cookies. He ate one. Long story short, he made me call his sponsor the next day to explain to him why he had relapsed. Stoner stories. Apparently he was just a drunk and was trying to clean up from that. I don't consider that a bad thing. So
he just traded one bad habit for another?
Like, I think just one time. I think what it sounds like is this dude's first time was just him thinking he was eating a cookie. So there was no preparation. I've never had that. I've never, you know, like you see it on, I don't know, TV shows or something where somebody's like, gives them a brownie, like, oh, don't eat that one or whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, they didn't know they were going to get high, or a show where they feed everybody something and they're all high. Like, I've never got high without knowing I wasn't getting high, or got drunk without knowing, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think maybe the first time I took like 4 or 5 lore tabs on accident and got.
Yeah, because that happens. It was right by the Pez.
Well, no, I broke my back at a young age, and the pain was so intense that, like, the first day or two, to not cry, I had to take 3 or 4 at a time.
Right.
But not really getting high off of it, because the pain was so intense that the two moods mellow, you know. So then the next day, not really hurting as much, thinking yesterday I took 5. All of a sudden, now I could rip the putty off of my nose that was growing on it because I couldn't feel anything, you know. So it's amazing when you don't hurt and you use something, you know what I mean? So, there's a bunch of these, but that's basically the gist of it is funny people the first time they get high.
Right.
I had some.
So beyond annoying. How to identify the sounds of a troublesome snore.
Honey, if you don't listen to any part of this show, listen to this. Wink, wink.
An estimated 40% of adults in the U.S. snore, and men, you tend to outsnore women.
Ah, false. Farseness.
This may explain why you get kicked or punched in the middle of the night. Honey? That was my brother-in-law. His wife used to just reach over and pinch his nose when he was snoring.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, okay. That explains the nightmares that I have that I'm drowning.
Yeah. Yeah, that somebody's suffocating me. Yeah. I bet my wife has a lot of those dreams.
I thought he was joking. So I'm laughing my ass off. He was serious.
No, I could imagine that you lose air.
He's like, that's why I have these nightmares about me drowning.
I think my wife has to have nightmares about, like, hard left turns in a car. Because the way we sleep, she's snoring, all of a sudden I rear back and I kick her in the side and slam her over on her side, so it's like you're slamming.
Like a go-kart.
Yeah.
It's just go-kart rally.
Or like, I had a dream I was riding on the golf cart, and you just kept left sliding into everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snoring really does not demonstrate anything good. The wives' tale is snoring is a sign of deep sleep. There's no upside to it. Snoring is never great news, but often it's harmless, other than the pain your sleeping part may feel. In some cases, though, it's a sign of something serious. When we fall asleep, if the air that moves through our nose and mouth has a clear passage, we can sleep silently. But when the airway is narrowed, we snore. Snoring is basically a vibration of the tissues inside the airway. That is the roof of the mouth and the vertical folds of tissue that surrounds the tonsils. Keeps them warm.
So if I shove something down her throat in between that, will it stop the snoring? I mean, not her.
Yeah.
I keep saying her. If you were trying to, a person snoring.
Right.
So like a popsicle stick or something, could I wedge that in between those two things and make it go away?
Something like a reverse clothespin.
Okay. Or just a pillow. Oh, a quick update. My wife is listening. She said, stop making me want pizza. So it was making me want pizza too, honey. I'm sorry.
You got to go with the white sauce, not the marinara.
We are live on Mixlr. So that's the only place we're live right now. This will be out for download tomorrow. So we'll be live on there. What else on snoring? Help me.
Alcohol tends to
make it worse. Way worse. I heard that.
Yeah. Because the tissues in your throat will swell with alcohol.
I have this weird thing. I don't know if you have this. It makes me think like I did something weird. I wake up after I get hammered drunk and my throat hurts insanely. And like sometimes I like freak out. Like I can't even get a gulp in. And I'll like trying to drink water and it's like hitting it and rejecting it at first. And then a couple drops will start getting in there. And then I'll get it in. Then all of a sudden I get a little gulp. But there's times where it's 15-20 minutes of me debating whether I tell Amy, do we go to the hospital or not? You know, like
it's
been
just trying to get water on the other side of that levee.
Yeah, it's been so bad. I'm like, the beavers are in there damming that shit up. I don't know what's going on. Did I suck a black dude's cock? And that's all I can tell my, you know, and I don't know why I think that. Because I think like you're an average white guy. I don't think it would hurt. But if I deep throat a big giant one.
So what were you drinking?
Generally, it's probably when I mix, usually just like a lot of beer, I would say. Like heavy, copious amounts of beer.
Right.
And especially if it's like draft beer. I have major crazy hangover. And I, like, it's this weird, like I'm freak. I mean, there's a time or two where I have, like laid there and freaked out for a little bit. Like,
right.
You know? And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Never mind. No more updates. So, any tricks? I mean, I know, like, and that's when I feel bad. So, when I know, or for anybody who has a snoring partner, when they are snoring, it's not necessarily great, but it is good. It means they're in the deepest part of their sleep. It means they're fucking sleeping comfortably, which generally means their partner, if they hear them in this comfortable part of the sleep, will not be sleeping for a while.
Right.
So, it just sucks with my wife because with her, her most uncomfortable way to lay is on her left side. It's the only way she don't snore. She literally will not snore laying on her left side. If she's on her back, her right side, or her stomach, she snores.
Right.
If she just rolls on her left side, she don't snore. And I don't know why that is. It was funny because it goes, even when we were going to have our first kid.
I could sleep standing up and I'm still going to snore.
I snore too, so I'm an ass for getting mad about it. But my snoring has never bugged me. But when she was pregnant and we were getting ready to have Blaze, she, to keep her blood pressure down, she had to lay on her left side. If she laid on her back, her right side, or anything, well, the room we were in, if she laid on her left side, she was just kind of up against the wall and the counter of shit where everybody was sitting was on the side. And we kept like, can we just, like, I'd try to move the bed. No, the bed's got to stay here. I'm like, you're making her lay at the fucking wall, and that's the only way her blood pressure will stay down. So now I think that's why she won't, like, you know, that's why, like, I've got to put her over there, and then I just start loading pillows in and clothes. I'll, like, unload the drawers, and I just start stuffing them in there. And she'll get up in the morning, she'll be like, did I forget to put laundry away, or what's going on? I'm like, I don't know, you just woke up and started getting clothes and just shoving them every. I didn't know what you were doing, but I'm not getting in the middle of it, Poltergeist, so. So that's me shoving the clothes. I gave away my secret.
So you're wedging her over there.
Yeah, so she can't roll backwards against it. And I put her so far on the edge of the bed that she can't even adjust. If she adjusts, she'll just fall off. So you get her all the way to the edge, wedge her full, and then...
So she wakes up, falls on the floor, and just, where the hell did all these clothes come from?
Yeah, what is going on?
I don't know what you're doing.
Sleep laundry again, honey. You take it all out and just fold it and shove it under you. I don't know. I don't know. Was that the end of that one? I had a pretty good story here.
Yeah, pretty much. They said that if you're overweight, you're going to snore. But when you're snoring comes to an abrupt stop of breathing, then that's sleep apnea, and then you got to talk to Smoothie.
Yeah. That's, you know, generally that's a bigger guy thing, but coming to find out it's not only a bigger guy thing. It's
you don't have to be that big.
I mean, smoking, I mean, I think there's generally causes if you're not bigger. You either have already breathing issues, you know, that are, or you smoke or have done something to yourself. Now, people also have like a tick or like something that doesn't tell them to breathe right when they sleep. And I think that's a different thing. But most of the people I know are longtime smokers or larger people that sleep on the machines. Man sues his parents for getting rid of his vast porn collection. Blasphemy! Grand Rapids, Michigan. An Indiana man is suing his parents for getting rid of his vast pornography collection.
This is my cousin.
Which he estimates at worth $29,000.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old man... last week filed a lawsuit in federal court of Michigan where he moved with his parents in 2016 following a divorce. I'm going to read it on, but so far he's got shaky grounds. But, you know, history is history. Collections are collections. He says that when he moved out 10 months later, or when he had moved out 10 months later, they delivered his things to his new home in Munich, Indiana. But that his 12 boxes of pornographic films and magazines were missing.
I think those were toilet paper boxes.
His parents admit they dumped the porn, which included titles such as Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies.
Collector's items.
The man filed a complaint with the police, but the Ottawa County prosecutor declined to press charges. The lawsuit includes an email excerpt from the father who told his son, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this porn. Apparently that's the end of the story. I thought there'd be a little more to it. A couple things.
Meanwhile, there's a trash man that is going to be having a big party
Saturday.
He's
living it up. Couple things, couple observations. Did they get rid of it, or did grandma and grandpa rekindle that flame? And they locked the doors and they just got porn spread out all over the house. They got TVs going, like, he's popping Viagra and just, you know.
And they're just rolling over all the movies.
Oh, yeah, and just getting it. Ah! Granny does Dallas. Put in Dicks with Chicks and let's get it, honey. You know, I don't know. I think he has a case. Let's try something here. I want you to be the connoisseur of porn, the gentleman, the 40-year-old gentleman,
right,
on the stand. I'm gonna be your attorney, and we're just gonna discuss what this has done. You know, just
right.
So, we're gonna call you Pete for Mr. Pete. Can you explain to the court what this loss has done to not only your life, but kind of your place, you know, because me and you spoke and you told me, you know, God put a lot of people on this earth for a lot of reasons, and you felt your calling, you know, you had found your calling. One of the largest collections of adult erotica in the world. Can you explain to the court what this has done to your life?
It has taken my life and turned it upside down while violently shaking it, because the porn was always there for me. It was always a comfort, and now it is gone because Daddy took it and got rid of it.
And he had no right to do this. This is your stuff.
We're not talking about Matchbox cars.
Yeah, we're not talking about child stuff. No, we're talking, you know, I myself, I know you wouldn't judge, don't judge me, big collector myself. Main reason I took the case pro bono, obviously. Of course.
Bono.
Yeah. Of course, you told me we were going to find this, half of, you know, we'll talk about that later anyways. That's all I have. Cross-examining, you're up. I forgot to tell you, you're going to be cross-examined.
So it's not part of the deal.
Hey, Mr. Pete, how are you doing this afternoon, Mr. Pete?
Oh, my God. All right.
I just want to read the court a couple titles out of Mr. Pete's collection. Red, White, and Screwed. Debbie Does Me and Everyone Too. I Watch My Mom and Dad Do It. Hold on. I Watch My Mom and Dad Do It 2. I Watch My Mom and Dad Do It 3. I Watch My Mom and Dad... Okay, never mind.
Your Honor, why do I have to be here for this?
Sir, this dirty man left such pornography as Reba's Big Urethra, as Olivia's Oval Opening, at the top of a box for his 83-year-old father to discover. There was Jennifer's Jagged Gina was right here at the top. He almost had a heart attack. Your mom has not seen a penile in over 50 years.
So where are these movies right now, just for reference?
They're not down at my offices being reviewed intensely by all of my staff. Right now, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Come on by later, but we'll talk about it. But this guy is a dirty, dirty son of a bitch. Throw the book at him. He wins nothing.
I don't think you're going to win that one, bud. I feel for the guy. I'm not a porn guy. Kind of talked about this. I'll watch one, don't get me wrong. I don't need that much. Like, the title of the box is enough for me.
Hilarious.
But I've got a vivid imagination. I don't need, you know, so I've never needed, you know, none of that stuff per se. I've watched some, don't get me wrong. I mean, who doesn't sit around with a group of their buddies and see who can last longer? You know, that's just something, you know, for fun's sake when you were kids.
Right.
Or last Saturday. That was a good time, too. But
yeah, we could call up the, you know, the local cinema and see what movies they have just to hear the names of the movies.
I think that would be maybe there's some discussion. We're about to wrap up here. Tried to entertain you a little bit. Tried to stay off topic, not talk about all the sad, bad and crap. Put a smile on your face. Me and the Skin Man, I don't know where it's going to go, what exactly is going to happen. Having some ideas about doing something that's, you know, I miss Casey's playtime. Conrad said, well, just take Monday Papers. I don't think that's the show that I want for us. I like Monday Papers, kind of the premise of it. I like the news side, the comedy mixed in. I like doing that with Conrad. I think that helps rapport, too. We're talking about doing something.
Movies this week.
Yeah, off the wall. This week in our life. This week in the life of how we view this week, you know, so it might come in with just the list of the things that pissed me off, made me happy, whatever, you know, it just different things every week. It may not be an every week thing. maybe 30 minutes. We're not sure, but we want to bring you more of us.
Right.
More of us, you know, unplugged. Sometimes on the show, it's a two-hour show, the Conrad and Jack Show, Wednesdays now at 7 p.m. Central on Falcon FM, on Mixler, on we're on Facebook. Download us on iTunes, Stitcher, Playapod, anywhere. Please download Monday Papers. Download. It's connected. We're all connected. But we've we're trying to do some different things.
It's next show on the Falcon.
We're all connected.
All connected.
brought to you from our Arkansas studios. We're all connected. We just had a joke about that. Conrad said his dreams to move to Arkansas. And I said, I don't think I'd do that. He said, I know. So I don't know if that was he's just trying to go to a state he knows I won't go to. I mean, you could just go to Nebraska. I mean, we could save you, bud. You can go to Oklahoma. I'll only drive through there. Won't visit. Promise. I know the states not to go to. States I'm not wanted. But I think on our show, we'll there are some political things that I want to get mad about. I think it's okay to get mad. Some things I like to joke about and just pitch some ideas. On the show, there's not always time for that. Conrad's got a lot going on in his life. Mexico's got a lot going on in his life. We do a lot of stories. We have bits. We want to make you laugh. So if we go around the room and find out about everybody's week, I get it. It's hard to do. It's not that Conrad or whoever doesn't want to know about everybody's week. He tries to pick one person every week and find out more into their week. But it's hard. We could do a two-hour show about everybody's week. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
So that's not really what our show is going to be either. It's going to be how we view this week. You know, my view on, I'll come in here, my plan would be, we both know the fire at Notre Dame happened. How did you view it? You know what I mean? Or that would be something I would be a topic of, say, coming in this week. Or what was your view on 420? Well, yours, you know, you didn't celebrate it. You may have known some people that did or whatever. So it would just be, I think, the different view, how we see things different.
It's 420, I think, is a much like New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day.
A novice holiday.
It's amateur night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you because there's a lot of people that would never that do.
Right.
I think for somebody like me, I talk it up and do that, but only because since I was young, which sucked because you know my, I'm never going to mention names, but I have a guy and we've had a tradition every 420 for, I mean, since I was a freshman in high school, we'd both save up. Again, this is when I did this stuff. I don't know now, only when I go places it's legal. But we'd save up all of our cigarette butts, the joints, the roaches. And then on 420, we'd break all them up and we'd roll that into joints and smoke them. And then at the very end, no matter what, we'd find each other had we not been together that day. And we'd each have one that had been rolled. I mean, they were these goopy. If you're a smoker, you know what I'm talking about. There's so much resinous thing. You can only smoke a quarter to half of it. It's this drippy black tar thing, but it's you fall asleep instantly. You eat a bag of peanut butter and fall instantly asleep. That's the only relation I could have to some of those stories. I guess that's where I was trying to go earlier. That's my only time I could ever get as high as trying to cook a waffle in a micro or in something that's not on, you know?
Right.
So That was one of my traditions. So to me, I would never, like, if I lived somewhere it was legal, like, I would have loved to have been in, like, Colorado or somewhere where they were having an outdoor celebration of a bunch. It's just for somebody who has, I guess, been viewed as a criminal most of their life because, I mean, technically I am because it's an illegal thing, but something that makes me happy or normal or whatever, to be able to, you know, I think that's the celebration side of it. And like this year, it was such a weird mainstream thing because seeing McDonald's and like these places that were doing 420 specials.
Right.
that's how mainstream it's came to 5 years ago to have this conversation would kind of be a joke. So, sorry if you're not into the drug talk. I did quite a bit of it. I tried to mix other stuff into it. This was kind of a 420 recap. I mean, it just happened. A lot of our fan base partakes in that.
Well, that's why I found the story about snoring.
To get off topic of it, or
no? Because if you smoke too much, you're going to go to sleep.
That's true. There was probably a lot of that. That would be something I'd like to, like, facts I'd like to know, like average hours slept, you know, on that day. How many Doritos are consumed on 420? How many Taco Bell bean and cheese burritos? You know, how many, like, that would be a cool little topic, like 467,000 tons of nachos are ate on 420. You know, 70, enough Dr. Pepper to fill up all the Olympic pools at all the Olympics in history are drinking on 420, you know, those kind of facts. So maybe on this week with Skin Man and Casey, or this, my idea was this week with Skin Man and the coach.
Right.
So you'll get to know our characters from the show.
Right.
And, you know, so I would have my take on that. So anyways, thanks for coming by. Thanks for joining us. I don't have anything queued up to go out on except for what we came in on. I don't know. I mean, we...
What kind of world do you want to live in?
That's a 32-second... there we go. And I spoke two more. This episode was brought to you by Doritos. Fresca. Who knew they still made it? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups mixed with Doritos. Peanut butter and jelly and sprinkles? Eggs fried with peanut butter. Basically peanut butter.